Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at John Lennon.
He was one of the Beatles, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He was a 2-4 generator on the right angle cross of penetration, quarter of duality, second color left fixed, and his only definition was the 59-6, all conscious, with the 6 also being unconscious.
Right, second color. Penetration through intuition. You know, whether or not the melody is healthy or not. You know, the frequency. It's really interesting, you know, looking at John and seeing, you know, 2-4 profile call to his mission, and only definition 59-6. You know, the ability to break down barriers, you know, but the aura buster, the, you
Well, and
know.
I think this incredible sensitivity, because I think that's really the thing that, we know about him is that,
Yeah.
I mean, look how open he is, and then the only channel he has is this ability, to penetrate the other and really sense what's going on at this emotional level. So in some ways,
Right.
it's like in looking at, what we would really, I think, consider the troubadours of the 60s that were
Right.
really, really telling us, what was going on the 60s and 70s, into the 80s. This guy was like really, really in touch
Yeah, I
with the
mean,
vibe.
open throat, so, and the 54th gate, so attracting attention and the ability to attract attention, and that 12th gate, which is six line metamorphosis, which is about new social forms and expressing
Well, in that 54-4,
them. Right.
enlightenment and darkenment, right? That attracting forces beyond the mundane, right? He was, I gather that at one point they went to the dentist for dinner, and the dentist actually spiked their drinks with LSD. That was the first time that he had LSD. And that, he started really using LSD. This is before they did their mystical tour. This is when they kind of. After he really went through this whole year of basically being on acid all of the
Right.
time, right? And it's like you look at this chart and it's like, what a better way for this guy to, kind of discover who he is, right? As a generator, the importance of getting in touch with himself,
Well,
right?
as we know, I mean, just from looking at his biographical stuff, and I think they've just come out with a documentary about his life when he left Britain, I think, you know, the last 10 years of his life. And you see this open G looking for his place, looking for his role, looking for his identity, and couple that with only activation there in the Ajna, and it's the only activation in his head, Ajna to the throat, is that 24th gate, and I think he has that three times. You know, so this inner noise just going around and around, and when you don't know who you are, or what your role is, or where your place is, you're looking for that, and looking for direction, and looking for love. And looking, which he, not that he was looking to break down barriers, but he certainly did, and attracted a lot of attention while he was doing that.
Well, and the second gate is the first line that's in that open G, which is, it's this whole, it's the line of intuition, but it's this
Right.
sensitivity to
Right.
disharmony and atrophy. I mean, again, he was really in touch with and turned into quite an activist with what was really
Right.
wrong at this time and that needed, to be addressed.
Yeah, well, you know, the 57-2, it's about the values and ideals that you have through your intuition for us to survive. 44th gate, survival of the species. Do we have a talent for that? And, but I think also his ability to shock us. I mean, it's almost funny when you look at the 51st gate, second line, which is the line of withdrawal. But I remember when he said the Beatles were more popular than Jesus. And it was like, oh my God, they're burning their albums, and you know, oh, did he shock people? He certainly did, you know.
But there is a lot in his chart, obviously, about the need for withdrawal. And I think,
Yeah.
his leaving Britain and feeling, this whole thing that he the only channel he has is about intimacy,
Right.
right? And that it's tribal and that, these people are like You know, they're particularly nasty to Yoko Ono, who he's now partnered with, and it's like it's all too much. And so, you know, he goes to New York and seems to find a place, obviously, that he's a lot more comfortable. But I think if you look at his life as a whole, the 5 years when he actually stepped away from music and became this house husband and
Right.
took care of this little boy were probably the happiest years of his life. And that, of course, you know, he finally is really intimate with Yoko, intimate with this little boy, having his little tribe, because obviously his first marriage and, you know, his first child,
Right.
it wasn't like that at all.
Right. No, I think, finding his place or his role, and it was with his son as this kind, playing that role for a while and really getting into it. But, this person was influential. Four activations of the 31st gate in this open throat, which attracts attention anyway. And, but it was about influence. And then I think for him, it was how to use it properly. And a lot of that involved give peace a chance. And, that's why I think the second, the two in his profile, but the second color also, it's about hope and looking for God and.
But you know, this 31-3, you know, in the Pluto, this line of selectivity, right, that his ability to lead is really enhanced by his association with the proper influences. I think a real change happened in his life, you know, when he connected with Yoko Ono. She was obviously already an activist in the art world. When they came to New York, they met with, you know, who were those guys from the Chicago 7, Bobby, Jerry
Right,
Rubin,
the
and
SDS
you
and
know,
Vietnam
I mean,
War
you know,
and
these people, and you know, and obviously, you know, his original connection, you know, with McCartney. I mean, just this
Right.
ability to really, his influence really was enhanced.
Oh, I tell people, somebody has the 48, you have the 16, you got the Beatles. You got the depth, you got the talent. And, if you looked at Paul McCartney, he's got the 16th gate second line, and here's John with the 48 too. They just have a knack for this talent and putting it out there, and the pattern and the musicality of them. And they shaped a generation. I mean, they just blew the minds of everyone. And their music, it's about sensitive to this harmony and frequency, and it's really happy music. When you listen any more or less Beatles song.
And I think really that I look at that second gate of his, this whole direction in him, right? It really is towards harmony, and it's about life, and it's about peace. I mean, this whole thing about give peace a chance, right? It's like, you know, really coming from a pretty difficult childhood, you know, becoming famous, having money, but really, you know, this looking to the ideal. Again, I think this, you know, being called to this higher place.
No, I, you know, we know from knowing something about his biography when he went to California and spent, I
The
don't
lost weekend, he called
know,
18 months.
right, of drinking and whatever. And here, it was right around his nodal time, 48th gate, second line degeneracy, and losing your values and having inferior values. And he's with his OBG, with the wrong people. They're all drinking, taking
And
drugs.
that California was really
Oh,
the
he was
wrong
totally
place.
lost. And
Yeah.
coming back then to Yoko and to New York could reconnect.
You know, it's interesting what really, I think the primary thing that actually was positive out of the whole California thing was that that woman, Mae Pang, that he was with, she really encouraged him to reconnect with his first son, Julian. And that's actually where he
Oh,
started
really? Yeah.
to reunite with his first son, which I think as part of somebody that intimacy was so important, this was a real important piece for him in his life. So it served that function, but
Yeah.
clearly he needed to get back
Right,
to
there
New
was a
York,
price to pay.
right?
Well, he's in the quarter of duality. It's all
Relationship.
about the bonds, And Teresa, we're just out of time
Oh
once again.
boy, only a little
All
time, but
right.
so much fun. Okay.
Well, say good night, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.